Hello everyone, and welcome to your teacher's favourite books podcast. Each week I will chat to a different teacher about their favourite books as a child and what they like reading now. Joining me on the first episode ever is Mrs. Harris from Year 6.
Hello everybody.
Welcome,
anyone who knows
Harris.
Me knows how much I love books and I love reading, so it's a pleasure to be here, Miss Mutton.
I was going to ask if you're ready to share your love of reading with the people, but it sounds like you definitely are.
Completely.
Let me start by asking, did you have a favourite book when you were very young, like the pupils in Key Stage 1, and what was it?
I remember reading has always been such a big part of my life, but a book that I really remember from when I was little was Chicken Licken.
Ooh.
I loved Chicken Licken. Now the story of Chicken Licken is that an acorn fell on his head and he thought that the sky was falling in, so he ran off to tell the king. And the thing that I loved about that book was the way that the names of the animals really, really had a rhythm and a flow to them.
They stick in your mind, aren't they?
Yep, so you have Chicken Licken, Ducky Lucky, Turkey Lurkey, Goosey Lucy, Foxy Loxy, there's Henny Penny.
You have a really good memory.
And I think that those are they. It was a ladybird book, which were very, very common when I was little.
Yeah, they were still common when I was little too.
and they had a particular look, a particular smell to them.
Oh, I love the smell of books.
I loved Chicken Licken when I was little.
That's absolutely lovely to hear about that. Have you shared that book with your children?
I did. I shared that. My children are all grown up now, and my grandchildren are heading that way as well. But yes, I shared that book and many, many others with my children and my grandchildren.
Ah, lovely. And what was their reaction to it? Oh, they loved it, obviously.
They did.
Okay, so let's move on to when you were a little bit older, like our pupils in Key Stage 2. What was your favourite book at that age, between 8 and 11?
Again, it's really difficult to pick out one because I really loved reading. But when I really thought about this, I've come up with a book called Elidor, which is by Alan Garner.
Oh, is that something I've not heard of?
Ah, well, I actually looked on my bookshelves and I found my copy of Elidor that I still have from when I was a child.
You've got a personal attachment to your own copies, don't you?
Yes. And sadly, some of the pages are missing, which I didn't realise,
oh, no.
But I've still got them.
Was that your children?
Could well have been.
Oh, dear.
But Elidor is the story of a clash of two worlds. It is four children in a very, very ordinary situation playing a very ordinary game, accidentally slip into another world, and a world that is at war.
Ooh.
And they save treasures.
Almost like Narnia.
They save treasures from that world, which they bring back into our world. And those treasures are no longer recognisable. What had been a gold stone is just a brick. What had been a beautiful chalice is a cracked cup. And the children don't really know what has happened. But because they brought these treasures back with them, the warring factions in the other world can get a fix on our world, and they come through into our world, and there's this huge battle. Absolutely amazing story. And it's got soldiers, it's got unicorns, it's got hidden treasures, and say a clash of worlds in it.
It sounds like a really epic adventure.
Absolutely brilliant, loved it.
Is there any magic in either of those worlds?
Yes, absolutely. There are all your classic magical features, but it's no fairy tale.
Which leads me on to, what genre would you say that book was, and how do you know?
I would call it fantasy, because it is this clash of worlds, and it is this idea of children passing through from one world into another. The concept of some mythical creatures, of the treasures and whatever. So I would describe it as a fantasy genre.
Wonderful. It's something that not realistic, yeah, something that doesn't exist. Did you have a favourite author as a child, and if so, who was it?
I really, really struggle. Alan Garner, who wrote Elidor, definitely. I also wrote a lot of books by a lady called Joyce Stranger, who wrote animal stories. So I can remember one called Cheer the Wild Cat, mm-hmm. And now the titles have gone. But I read a lot of her books, and then I just read and read and read. I picked up another book from my bookshelf by an author who I've never heard of before or since, Mind Dirt Dejean, who wrote Hurry Home Candy. That was another animal story. I remember reading a book about a robot horse that was entered into the Grand National and actually won it. That was called Milo. But I don't particularly remember the authors, but I do remember a lot of books I read.
Was that related to your love of real animals?
I do like animals very much, but yeah, it's I like adventure. I like adventure stories, I like that kind of thing.
Just a thoroughly engaging read.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Do you have any other strong memories of reading other particular books?
I've always loved poetry. Absolutely adore poetry, and again looking on my bookshelves I came up with a lovely little poetry book that I had one, my sister had one, all sorts of really little poems that you might know, my Bonnie Cravat, Red Sky at Night, the Sputnik, Wee Willy Winky, those really quick children's rhymes. And
would
then
you like to read one?
I could do. Well, I don't need to read it because I can remember it. My Cravat. My Jenny Come Tie, my Jenny Come Tie, my Jenny Come Tie, my Bonnie Cravat. I've tied it behind, I've tied it before, I've tied it so often, I'll tie it no more.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
And then another one sort of from when I was a bit older, when I was more key stage two, Nonsense Verse. Loved Nonsense Verse and read lots and lots of it, much of which again I can now remember. I'm trying to see, had this other book I picked up, this is a lovely one by Spike Milligan. Said a tiny ant to the elephant, "Mind how you step in this clearing." But alas, cruel fate, he was crushed by the weight of an elephant of hearing.
Oh no, that's a sad poem!
But it's made us both laugh.
I know, that's strange how it does that. It's kind of sad and funny. Oh no, okay. What is your favourite book now as an adult?
Couldn't choose one. Absolutely couldn't choose one. Thought a lot about it, but I come down to authors who I really like, and it's so much what am I in the mood for.
That's
so
true.
During lockdown, and I read and I read and I read, I went back to Graham Greene, who is a favourite author. I read Mill on the Floss, I read some Ruth Rendell's, P.D. James. It really, really varies on what I felt like. I hear books reviewed on the radio and then I'll go and buy them or download them.
That's good.
Anything that sort of that takes my interest.
So out of the authors and books that you mentioned, what would you recommend to mums and dads and why?
I might say detective fiction. Particularly the strong female writers, so like your P.D. James, your Ruth Rendell, or if you want something a little bit more grounded in a different time period, Dorothy L. Sayers. She's not as well known as Agatha Christie, although they were contemporaries, but Dorothy L. Sayers, I love her more actually than I like Christie, and of Agatha Christie, the Harlequin Tales, which are 10 short stories around this character of Harley Quinn. Those are great for really good quick reads, and are stories which make you think. And I do think as a busy parent, what you need is a quick read. And the other option, of course, is poetry.
I think it's excellent that you're recommending authors that are less well known, because when you mention detective writers, Agatha Christie, she's the number one name that you think of. But yeah, I think it's really good to read, go beyond that and read a wider range of authors who are not as well known. Finally, what was the last book that you finished reading? And when did you finish reading it?
Right, as I said, I read an awful lot sort of during lockdown. I've been reading ongoing since then. Probably the last book I finished reading was one that I downloaded because I heard it on Book Club. But probably something, again, I sort of brought with me that I pick up again and again, just for a quick read, again, it's poetry, is The Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
Ooh.
And if you've heard of or seen the musical Cats,
yeah,
it's what it's based on. And
oh,
again,
wow.
This is a book that I have read since I was a child, and I read on. I read to my children, I read to my grandchildren. And it's just a lovely, lovely little poetry book, all telling stories of different cats. It's by T.S. Eliot, probably best well known here is for The Wasteland. And for years I thought there were two T.S. Eliots because I couldn't believe that the same person could write The Wasteland and could write The Old Possum Book of Practical Cats.
Very different styles.
So, so different. But I'll give you a quick sort of flavour of this one. Which
yes,
will be Skimbleshanks. There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart, saying, "Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to have the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start." And all the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters, they are searching high and low, saying, "Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go." At 11:42, then the signal's overdue, and the passengers are frantic to a man. Then Skimble will appear, and he'll saunter to the rear. He's been busy in the luggage van. He gives one flash of his glass green eyes, and the signal goes all clear, and we're off at last for the northern part of the northern hemisphere. And it goes on and on, but you can hear the train in there.
Absolutely.
And it's lovely, and that's just one of those brilliant poems in the Old Possum Book of Practical Cats.
Thank you for reading that to us, because I had no idea that the Cats musical was based on literature.
Absolutely.
I kind of assumed that it was something that Andrew Lloyd Webber, is it? Something that he had written, but yeah, you learn something new every day. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Miss Matten. It's been an honour and a pleasure. And everybody, keep reading.
And join us next time for our next episode of Your Teacher's Favourite Books. Bye from me, Miss Matten.
Bye from me, Mrs. Harris.